Thousands of public sector workers protested in Paris. They say they're overworked and underpaid, and they're angry at the French government's plans to reform the pension system and raise the retirement age, something they say would erode their rights.
I started working very young, and I'm fed up and very tired. And all around us are young people in their 20s who can't find a job. So I should be able to retire, so they can work. I can enjoy a few years of my life while still in good health.
We can barely survive. We can't pay our electricity bills. At some point, our salaries have to increase.
The French government says that it's doing all that it can to shield people from inflation, but it won't back down on its pension reform plan that it says would make the system fairer.
Nous mettrons également en œuvre.
We will also implement a pension reform. We can do it in a fair way, at a reasonable pace. We can guarantee this reform will be effective if we allow it to finance our social protection system.
There have been a number of smaller protests and strikes over the rising cost of living in France over the past few months, but this one is by far the largest, with workers from across the public sector. And what trade unions say is unless their demands are met, it will not be the last.
And that is the point of the strike of today. It's not an end in itself. I hope it is going to be the start of an upsurge in the coming winter of strikes and resistance all across the different workplaces in France.
French President Emmanuel Macron has wanted to reform the pension system since his first term, but pushing it through now is clearly a risk at a time when so many people feel that their lives are hard enough. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.